Blog Talk Radio.
Communication and making connections. Well, this is Coach Adams, and that's a great question that we're going to dig into today. You know, I really love it when we can come together on Motivational Mondays and simply grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore specific areas. And this question today, are you truly connecting, is one that I'm really excited about. Well, I want to say to you that it's Monday, and oh, how I love Monday.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are going to go into our Shape Up series, but we have a specific topic that we're diving into. And of course, everything that we do, everything we bring to the virtual boardroom and that we offer, it's so that you are in a better position to win, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have not taken advantage of our on-demand library, you are missing the boat. And so we encourage you, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. On our on-demand library, it is truly filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And if time permits, we'll then come to the lines and open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. This always lends to a more interactive and rich environment that we love, so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, your smartphones with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need to capture the richness that will be shared today, we want to encourage you to grab it. And before we jump in, we want you to know that we need your support. And so we're asking that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, we're in our Shape Up series, and we are picking up part 2 on effective communication. But today our focus is, and we want you to really start to dig into this understanding that there is a link between communication and making connections. There is a link between communication and making connections. You know, so often when I think about making connections, at the heart of making great connections is good communication, effective communication. And so often we fall short in this very area. But when we're able to connect with others, that ability to connect now puts us in a position of influence. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what in the world does this have to do with me working my vision, achieving my goals, and living my dreams? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I want you to know that it has everything to do with working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams. Why, you may be asking? Well, regardless of what your vision is, your goals that you're fighting to achieve, and your dreams, you have to have the ability to connect with others. You may be thinking, well, I'm not selling anything, Coach Adams. That's not my business. It doesn't matter if you're selling or not. You have to be in a position of influence. Maybe, just maybe, you're not selling a product, but you want people to take advantage of your services. Maybe you have a book that you're writing. At some stage, you have to influence a publisher to pick you up so that that book can get on the market. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I'll self-publish. And you can, but you better believe in order to sell the book, you have to influence others. So at any stage that we're on our journey, this ability to not only communicate, everybody can speak the words. We can speak a lot of words, but not everyone has the ability to build the bridge and make that connection between communication and connecting. And this is a subject that I'm really excited about. As you know, our regular listeners, Coach Adams, through my full circle of coaching empowerment, I have a full circle of coaching tools available for you, that one of the things that I do, usually once a quarter, I'll do a private mastermind on a specific subject, being a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team. I'm a certified team member, and so I'm licensed to teach on various curriculums that John C. Maxwell has on the market, and one that I'm real excited about is the book titled Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Everyone communicates, few connect. And so I want us to know that this topic is one that, regardless of where you are on your journey, and I'm constantly growing in this myself, there are times when I feel like, woo, I was so effective in my communication until people start asking questions around what I communicated. I'm thinking, I wasn't as effective as I thought. So we're all growing in this area. But when you tap into the tools and understand that influence is an art, and that's what we want to break open today. We really want to dig into understanding this whole process, this whole art of communication at a different level. You know, last week we laid a strong foundation, starting out with connecting principle number one, which is influence. And we're actually picking up on this principle because we have some additional nuggets to share with you. And next week we're going to close it out as we're preparing for my private mastermind on Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. If you're interested in my private mastermind on this very topic, please don't hesitate at any stage to send a text message to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply include your name in the text message along with mastermind. And I'll know that you're interested in the up-and-coming mastermind on this rich subject. For those that would like to know, the mastermind actually starts on Thursday, June the 9th. It will be at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to go on a six-week journey. And if you want more information, again, you can text 310-289-2101. As we were discussing, everyone communicates but few connect. And when we're able to connect, connecting increases our ability to influence in every situation, in any situation, when we're able to more effectively connect with individuals. Not just communicate, but connect. And last week, we opened up this topic of influence. And we kind of started to dig into understanding that most people who disconnect, they're not even aware. Most people who disconnect, they're not even aware. Have you ever had a conversation with a husband and wife and they're on the verge of divorce? One is completely surprised. They have no idea. They're thinking all is well. This is that individual that's disconnected. They're not even aware that there was issues. And the other party would say, you know, we've had challenges for a long time. There's been a disconnection for a long time. We've just gotten to this stage of determining that it's not going to work. And we're going our separate ways. You've heard the term that we can't reconcile. We can't come together. We have some differences that we can't quite connect on. And so it's so important to understand that when it comes to connecting, connecting is all about influence. And so one of the things that we spoke about last week, and just giving you a quick overview before we go into the areas that we'll be digging into today, we said that in order for us to connect more effectively, influence is at the heart of that. But we have to understand that there are connecting signals. And when I have the connecting signals in place, now I'm able to be more effective in my communication. You won't hear the term irreconcilable differences, that there's no way we can come together. We can't reconcile around where we are. We can't resolve our issues. Oftentimes, it's because there's been a break in the communication. There's no longer a connection or a bond between the two individuals. And in order for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams, you have to be able to connect. You know, some bonds are less challenging than others. There's an easier flow with being able to connect, maybe because there's great synergy between you. The energy is good. It's just an easier connection. But there are others that the connection is a little bit harder. It's more difficult to bond and make a connection with that person because the communication is a little bit more challenging. I don't know if you've had that, but I know definitely I have experienced that on my journey, being that I operate in a number of different leadership capacities and I serve in different areas, different umbrellas and hats that I wear in my life as the coach and the this and the that and the global master trainer and all of these different things. I'm having to consistently fight to connect with people. And being transparent with you, this is an area that really stretches Coach Adams. And it really stretches me because I'm an only child. The only child is a loner. She's reserved. She's an introvert. She can go into bear cub hibernation mode in an instant. And so it's interesting that God had in his, you know, God has such a sense of humor, right? Because everything that I do requires me to be more of an extrovert, when in essence, and I love people, don't get me wrong, I love people. But at my core, at my very core, is the only child who is a loner, who's reserved, and so she's an introvert, and it takes a lot for her to connect. So this is an area where I'm stretching and challenging myself even greater. There are those, it comes so natural for them. They're very charismatic. They can sit down at a dinner table with different people and instantly they can drum up a conversation and start connecting. Others of us, we have to work a little bit harder at that. You can be in a setting and instantly, if that's your personality, you can connect with people because you have that easier, charismatic flow about you, whereas there are others that have to fight for it. It doesn't come as easy. I am one of those individuals that I have to fight for the connections because of, again, being an only child who's very reserved, who's a loner, and who is an extrovert. Introvert, sorry, but everything that life requires me to do requires me to be more of an extrovert. And so I share that being transparent with you because I want you to know right where you are, wherever you are not alone. Even those that are more of an extrovert and find it easier to stimulate a conversation, they too can get challenged in those areas of connecting. Because again, remember, we said everyone communicates. We can speak the word, but beyond the words, can my words influence you because I am effectively connecting with you? And that's the root of what we're talking about today, that there is a link between communication and making connections. There is a direct link between communication and making connections. And if we don't recognize that there is a direct link between communication and making connections, we will miss it. And so we cannot have a paper link, as an example, in the area of communication and a metal link in the area of making connections and feel like we're going to be able to sustain this communication and connection. Because we're only as strong in essence as our weakest link. So if communication is your weakest link, you're only as strong as that. If making connections is your weakest link, you're only as strong as that. And generally speaking, we are stronger in one area or the other. And so this is a great opportunity for all of us, self-included, to continue to grow and elevate to another level. And so let's look at what we discussed on last week around the connecting signals. We said that in order for us to connect more effectively, we have to put in extra effort. We have to be that individual that goes the extra mile. You know, recently I was talking to a bunch of executives, and it was so cute to me because one executive said that they had, and this connects with what we're talking about, that they had an employee who was expecting a raise. It was annual raise time, and they wanted a raise. But she shared with me, she said, you know, this person wanted a raise, but they barely do what's required of them. They don't ever do anything extra. They barely meet the standard, and yet they're looking, saying, I want a raise. Well, they've lost influence, the ability to influence, because they have not put themselves in a power position. They have not proven that they are more than worth their weight in value. Because those individuals that are able to more effectively influence, guess what? They go the extra mile. They don't just do what's required. They do more than what's required. And so if you want to be in a power position of influence, you have to put forth extra effort. And you have to be that person that goes the extra mile and does more than what's required. On the other side, you also have to be that person that gives unsolicited appreciation. People are not expecting it. They're not asking for it. Saying positive things to people, edifying, encouraging individuals, just because that's who you are. That is a way in which to, again, put yourself in the power seat of influence, that power position. When you are giving unsolicited appreciation, when you are saying nice things to people and they feel like, oh, my gosh, you're such great energy. There's just such a great aura about you. I went to dinner and I had the lady, didn't know her. She said, there's just such great energy. I said, I'm happy to hear that my aura is good. Without saying a lot of words, the energy is important. What's the energy that you're sending in the atmosphere? Because positive energy puts you in a position, a power position, to influence. And that is what connecting is all about. Connecting is about influence. Another thing that we talked about last week before we build on where we're going, unguarded openness. And I shared, and I was very transparent in saying, this is an area of weakness for me. Again, the only child. She's a loner. She's very reserved. She's an introvert. She finds it difficult to trust people. And then especially when people disappoint you and let you down and all of that, then it's more difficult. If you're already reserved because of your nature, it makes it a little bit harder. But in order for us to get into that power position of influence, we have to be more open. People really appreciate when individuals are willing to be transparent and vulnerable. I remember a dear friend of mine, they were sharing when they met someone that they were dating in the past, they said it was like, wow, this person was so open and transparent, it created a safe space. They influenced, and that allowed them to be more open and unguarded in the openness. So when people do that, it demonstrates, I trust you. And when people feel like you trust them, now you're in a power position for influence. And again, there is a link between communication and connecting. And a part of that linking, a part of that building the bridge is the ability to be in a power position of influence. And that is the number one principle. Now let's build on those areas that we just talked about. We talked about extra effort. We talked about unsolicited appreciation. We talked about unguarded openness. Now let's look at and build on that. We're going to take a look at three other areas that puts you in a power position, and these are opportunities for you to connect versus disconnect. And again, most people who are disconnected aren't even aware. And you want to have that awareness, as the young people would say, you want to be woke. You don't want to be that person that has your head in the sand like the ostrich. Oh, my famous ostrich, the head in the sand, and you have not a clue about what's going on around you. But when you're able to be in that power position of influence, you are able to more effectively not only communicate, but you are connecting, and people feel a certain bond with you because of their ability to connect with you. And so a way in which we are more effective in connecting is increased communication. Increased communication may sound very elementary, but it's so key. People express themselves more readily when they feel a safe zone. So if you set the stage for increased communication, now you're in, again, a power position of influence. And it goes back to that unguarded openness that we talked about. Because when you're unguarded and you're open, you are demonstrating that your people can trust you. It's a safe zone. And so this increased communication with giving people the opportunity to express themselves more readily is, again, a power position. Let people have the opportunity to share. Let them express their heart, express their concerns, whatever that may be. You know, I have a dear friend in my life who is constantly saying that they appreciate that I give them a safe space to just simply share, to share their heart, to bounce things off of. My clients in my coaching practice, they say that as well. Are you creating that safe space, allowing individuals to come and to be open, allowing individuals to increase their communication and to be able to express themselves more readily. People don't care how much you know. You've heard this. They want to know, how much do you care? How much do you really care about me, my life, my issues? Sometimes people are so self-evolved, self-consumed, that they don't even realize that they're making it all about them. I feel it's important to have that healthy balance, that you are able to share and come to relationships and situations and have an unguarded openness. But on the flip side, there has to be increased communication, and this cannot be a one-sided road. It can't just be one channel. It has to be on both sides. You know, Dr. Jay Hall, this individual, Telemetrics, conducted a study on the performance of 16,000 executives. A study, 16,000 executives. That's a lot of numbers to process through, a lot of people that were being observed in this study. And Dr. Jay Hall, Telemetrics, his conclusion was that there was a direct correlation between achievement and the ability to care for and connect with people. He came to realize that there was a direct correlation between the two, that you were able to achieve more, you had the ability to achieve more the more you cared about people. Interestingly enough, I can say this to be true. I remember my last property management position in the corporate setting. And when I first started this position, I had one regional director, and she was all about her people. Now, don't get me wrong. The performance was important. The numbers were important. But her focus was her people. She wanted to make sure that her people were good. You see, high achievers care about the people as well as the profit. So they have a healthy balance. The profit, the numbers, the achievement, the activity, all of that is important. But what they care about higher than the profit is they care about the people. There's an equal playing field between the people and profit. And that's something that's so important to note, because, again, this study by Jay Hall, Dr. Jay Hall, Telemetrics, that was conducted, the performance of 1,600 executives, his conclusion was that there was a direct correlation between achievement and the ability to care for and connect with people. And so as I was sharing with you, this regional director in my last corporate position in property management, she cared about her people and the profit. But then there was a shifting. They brought in someone else. And clearly they had a very distinct difference between them in how they managed their people. You see, this other individual really didn't care much about the people. This individual, their focus was primarily the profit. They focused so much on the profit and the numbers that if you didn't show up well on the spreadsheet, you really didn't matter. It didn't matter if you were going through some personal issues and challenges. It didn't matter if the marketplace was struggling, if there were some issues. All they cared about were the numbers. And see, that individual lost favor with their team because their focus was on the numbers. again, the study by Dr. Jay Hall, Telemetrics, that was conducted on the performance of 1,600 executives, his conclusion, again, was that there's a direct correlation between achievement and the ability to care for and connect with people. And high achievers care about their people and they care about their profit. And see, when you have that nice balance of caring about your people and the profit, not leaning in one direction or the other, guess what? You're now in a power seat. You're in a power position to influence. And remember, let's not miss it, that what we're talking about is everyone communicates, but few connect. And in order for us to influence, we have to increase our ability to connect, because connecting increases our influence. It puts us in a power position. And so as we continue kind of looking at the different areas, signals of connecting, be reminded, again, oftentimes people are disconnected and they're not even aware. They're not even aware that they're disconnected. They're really oblivious of what's going on around them. And we can't oblivious, we can't be unaware. We have to have that heightened awareness. And so what did we talk about? Quick summary as we continue forward in building on. We said we have to put forth the extra effort. We're talking about connecting. Connecting for my vision, connecting for achieving my goals, connecting for living out my dreams. Because I can't do it by myself. I'm not on an island all by myself. At some level, in some way, I need other people. And so I can't just communicate with them. I have to be able to make this link connection between connecting and between communicating and connecting. And that's what we're talking about. And at the heart of that is influence. So we must put in extra effort. We must give unsolicited appreciation, appreciate people. We have to approach circumstances with an unguarded openness. Some of these areas may be challenging for you, and I want to challenge you that if you're not one that normally would go the extra mile, the extra effort, put that extra effort in. Remember the story that I shared with you, the top executives that I was having a conversation with, and one saying the employee wanted a raise, and she looked at the fact that this person never stayed late, never did anything extra, and barely met the standard, but yet had the expectation of wanting a raise. And she said, no way. You're giving me what is expected, and in some regards, you fall short. So what makes you think you can get a raise? You qualify for a raise. And the person said, well, I come on time. You should come on time. You know, I get my reports done on time. You should get your reports done on time. So she was waiting to hear, what is it that you're doing extra for me that would influence me to give you the raise? And unfortunately, this person wasn't doing anything extra. So we have to put in the extra effort, unsolicited appreciation, and unguarded openness. We just talked about that we have to allow there to be a space for increased communication. Increased communication. Sometimes I'm guilty in this regard. Sometimes my mom will say, you over-communicate. And it's just because I'm fighting to be effective in my communication, because in so many areas, I'm thinking I'm effective in my communication. And then someone will say, I didn't get it. I didn't understand. And I'm thinking, wait, but I was very effective in the communication. And so there are times when we have to increase the communication. How about an enjoyable experience? Oh, this puts us in a power seat of influence. When people feel good about what they are doing, do you know that they have a greater vigor and vibrancy for life? You know, I was sharing in a video that I did that the statistics of people who don't like their jobs, they don't like the people they work with, they're just simply existing. When we are existing, we bring to the world around us, we bring to our life negative energy. And negative energy will repel people. That's not going to give us the power seat of influence. And you want to maintain that power seat where people would say, gosh, you know, Jane, John, Joe, I don't know what it is about you, but there is something. We don't have to say a lot of words, but what is the aura, the energy that people are sensing from us? Do they have an enjoyable experience when they're in our presence? You know, I've been really sensitive to when I'm interacting with different people. What is that experience? How do I feel when I'm in your presence? Do I feel good about the interaction? Do I feel good about the energy? And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, you're kind of going in the stratosphere with that one. But energy is so important. Energy matters. And I have to ask you, what is the vibrations that you're sending? Because if your energy is negative, you're repelling people. And what does this mean? It means that you've lost the power seat of influence. And when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dream, you want to stay in the power seat of influence. You don't want people to feel like, ugh, I can't stand it when I'm in their presence. Ugh, it's just, ugh. You want them to say, wow, it was such an enjoyable experience. It was such an enjoyable encounter that it left a mark. It was impressionable because now that has you in a place of influence. And everything, absolutely everything, has to do with at some level or another being able to influence. I am, as those of you that are regular listeners, you know, I am a speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. If I can't influence you, I'm not going to be that speaker, teacher, trainer, or coach because I need the client. And so that shows my ability to influence. Isn't it an enjoyable experience? And so I want you to evaluate your energy because your energy will take you to the place where you want to go, or it will hinder you from where you desire to go. Your energy will win favor or lose favor. And so you have to be aware that how you show up in environment puts you in a position of power, or it takes away and you're at a deficit. Because of something as simple as your energy, the experience that you give others, your attitude, as one would say. We can phrase it in different ways. But when people are in your presence, do they sense a powerful presence? Do they feel like it's enjoyable to be in your sphere? You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, I had an encounter with that person and it was so good. Do you give people an enjoyable experience? Because if you do, you're in the power seat for influence. Now you can influence. The other that I want us to take a look at today is emotional bondedness. Oh, do people feel like they are able to connect on an emotional level? You see, it's easy to connect with people on the surface level. Easier, I will say, to connect with people on the surface level. But can you really connect with people? Are you really emotionally bonded? Do you have an emotional bondedness with individuals? Because people display a connection on an emotional level. And when they feel that connection, you're able to influence. They're able to influence you. But if they don't feel that connection, guess what? Remember, what are we talking about? We're talking about and giving you a sample taste from Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, for my up-and-coming mastermind, private mastermind, on this very subject. My private mastermind on this very subject is a 6-week journey where we're going to come together through the Zoom video conferencing. We're going to connect in a very unique environment with like-minded individuals, and we're going to grow to another level in being more effective in our communication, but not just our communication, being more effective in our ability to connect. Because we've stated, everyone communicates. They have the words, but few connect. And in order for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams, you must be in the power position of influence. And that power position of influence enables you to more effectively connect. And we have stated that there is a link between our communication and making connections. Maybe you're a great communicator, but you struggle in making connections. Maybe you're great at making connections, but you struggle in communicating. So this is an opportunity for all of us to grow. As I shared being transparent with you, I have to fight to connect. The only child in me who is a loner, who is reserved, who is an introvert, she has to fight to connect. I love people, but that's an area that I'm constantly stretching out of my comfort zone. The communication piece, I feel, generally speaking, I have that area in a good position. Can I continue to grow? Absolutely. Are there times when there's a disconnect? Yep, there is. But generally speaking, that's the stronger of the two for me. You need to evaluate what's stronger for you. Are you a stronger communicator, or do you have a natural ability to connect? You know those people. They're very charismatic. They come to any environment. They can drum up the conversation. They can engage with you. They're good at connecting. Then you have those that they're great communicators, but they're not as efficient in their connections. Where do you fall? Because it's a great opportunity to grow. Because regardless of where you are, in order for you to win, and I know you wouldn't be listening to Motivational Mondays if you weren't wanting to move to the next level, you weren't ready to win, you're working it now. What are you working? Working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And in order for you to do that, you have to not only be able to communicate, but you have to grow in your ability of connecting. And so my private mastermind that is starting on June the 9th, I would love to have you be a part of this journey. And so if you would like more information, you can text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, text your name and mastermind. You can just do MM and I'll know that you're interested in my up-and-coming private mastermind on Everyone Communicates and Few Connects. Because connecting goes beyond our words. It really does. In fact, more than 90% of the impressions that we often convey has nothing to do with what we actually say. Nothing. You can just look at someone and say a lot. Your countenance can speak volumes to another person. So when thoughts, emotions, and actions are congruent, connecting goes beyond what we say because we are now emoting what people can feel, and we are connecting with them more than just verbally speaking the words. And that's where what we were talking about in our influence, what is the experience? Are you giving someone an enjoyable experience? How do people feel about your presence, about what they're doing around you? What do you give them? Is it an encounter? Do they feel, wow, this was special? Or do they feel like, oh, my gosh, the next time they see you, they are going to hide under the table. They don't want to see you because it was a negative encounter. It was a negative experience. And so what have we talked about today? I know I gave you a lot. And next week we're going to close out this. We did a 3-series on Everyone Communicates, Few Connects. Again, wanted to give you a little taste of my up-and-coming mastermind and just one of the areas that we're going to dig into as we all grow in being more effective in our communication. Because it's so important to recognize that if you want to be a high achiever, and I sense that you do, that high achievers care about the people as well as the profit. They're not leaning in one direction or the other. They care about the people. They are also very, very optimistic about their downline because they care about the people. They seek advice from those that are in the downline. They want to hear, what are your thoughts? What are your recommendations? What do you think? Because everyone matters. Everyone matters. And they take the time to listen. That's what a high achiever does. Are you a high achiever? Where do you fall on the spectrum? Because remember the study that Dr. Jay Hall, Telemetrics, did. His study again stated, the conclusion was this, that there's a direct correlation between achievement and the ability to care for and connect with the people. We have to connect with the people. And I know this to be true. I'm constantly challenging myself. You got to connect with the people. What will it take for me to be more effective in the communication? To do what? To connect with the people. You may be saying, Coach Adams, but I don't need the people. In some way or another, you will. You do. We're relational beings. And so you will have to make those connections. And again, if you're interested in my private mastermind, I would love to take this journey with you, and I invite you to join the 6-week journey starting on June the 9th, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 weeks, effective June the 9th. If you want more information, you can text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, and simply give your name along with mastermind, or you can just put MM, and I know that that's what it's all about, or you're welcome to call. And I'll give you more information about this awesome journey that's coming up that you'll learn more on the art of communicating and connecting, building this link between the two. There's so many different areas that we're going to dive into that it's such a rich curriculum that I really appreciate and I'm constantly challenging myself in. You know, speaking of challenge, I want to remind you, those that are listening in, maybe for the first time, and our regular listeners, that Coach Adams has a full circle of coaching empowerment to support you on your journey wherever you are. Maybe you need one-on-one coaching. Wow. You know, I think about the power of one-on-one coaching. It's very customized, meeting the needs of that individual, creating strategies and programs that support that individual right where they are. You know, oftentimes we need that personal support to help us to elevate and level up to the next place in our lives, level up to the next level, whatever that may look like. And so I want to challenge you to evaluate, is this the season for me to do one-on-one coaching? Maybe you think, one-on-one coaching may not be the right fit for you right now, but you need coaching. So how about a group coaching setting through my personal and professional growth development plan? Once a month, you get coaching, twice a month, I apologize, you get coaching in some way. It's in a group coaching session with other individuals, and there's a great network of support. Maybe that's the vehicle that you need to take advantage of today. Bottom line, full circle of empowerment. If you want more information about the full circle of empowerment, which starts every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I trust that you are getting a richness from what has been shared today, and I'm so excited as we're going to continue to dig into this very subject around everyone communicates and few connect. And I want you to be reminded that connecting increases your influence in every situation. And so you want to do what you need to do to put yourself in that power position. And so one of the things that we talked about as we close out today is a quick summary reminder around influence and putting ourselves in a better position, not just to communicate, but understanding that there is a link between communication and making connections. And making connections is ultimately what we want to do. Why? Because that puts us in the power seat of influence. How can I do that? I need to put forth extra effort. I need to give unsolicited appreciation. I need to allow myself to approach situations from an unguarded openness. I have to increase my communication. I have to create an enjoyable experience for others. And I have to allow myself to become emotionally bonded, have this emotional bondedness with other people. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. If you weren't able to engage with us today because time got the best of us, and I really wanted to give you the richness of information as I promised on last week that we would get through these areas in three sessions. And so next week we're going to pick it up from where we left off. We have some more richness to share with you around influence, and everyone communicates and few connects. Always be reminded that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. Maybe you would like to ask a question, make a comment, give a show recommendation, a guest recommendation, whatever that is. The Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is the place for you. It is an open group and all are welcome, so we can continue the conversation there. If you're tuning in for the first time and you're thinking, who is this Coach Adams? I want to know more about her. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, I don't take the fact that you've tuned in for this hour of empowerment lightly or for granted. I am so grateful that you have allowed me to in some way be a part of your Monday and to share nuggets and jewels that I feel and have grown in, and I'm constantly growing in, and I feel is so beneficial. And because of that, I want to share them with you. So thank you for allowing me in some way to be a part of your journey. And know that I would love to support you on another level through my full circle of empowerment. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I want you to know that next week we're going to pick up right where we left off, and I hope that you would join us for that. Again, if you're interested in my up-and-coming mastermind or the full circle of empowerment, simply send a text to 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Whatever you do, wherever you are on your journey, do not lose focus on your dreams. Do not lose focus on your goals. Do not lose focus on your vision. Ask yourself the question, if I don't like the results that I'm getting, what am I willing to do differently so that I can move to the next level and get greater results and achieve what I truly desire? You owe it to yourself to get the results that you want, to live an abundant life. Don't just exist, but rather live. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Again, thank you for tuning in. I coach and you win. We look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same channel.